This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mr. Fryer, let's go.
And after 12, it ain't safe.
Lawrence Barely. Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Ted Lasso's super popular. And I was one of those people, I was like, I don't need another show. I just don't. And then I started watching, I was like, I really dig it. And honestly, the character is almost Mary Poppins-esque in his joy. As this first season goes on and into the second season, we find out why he's like that. And that's cool. So I'm just saying, if you find yourself in a place where you're like, I don't have anything else to watch, and I definitely don't want to watch the news.
Right, is that now on Apple TV?
Yeah, Apple Plus.
How much is that? I don't even know.
I don't know. I just have all of them now. And I just, like, we lost that war, Brandon. Like, the war of the cord-cutting thing. Like, we all lost it. Because then we just started adding, like, oh, I have this app. Oh, I have Hulu, and I've got this Disney bundle. And I also happen to have Paramount Plus and all this stuff. And you're like, and I also still have cable. What am I doing?
I'm like Martin from, I'm not paying the five. Like,
not
if it's more than
five,
I'm not paying the five.
I completely respect. And if your choice is to not watch the show because you're not paying the five, I completely respect. That makes sense to me.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Not gonna pay the five. It's Friday, y'all. Let's get after it. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. If you're a soccer fan, you're going to want to stick around for this show today. Kevin Egan is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We talk a lot of soccer, like Prem League and MLS, as MLS gets ready to get underway. It's part of a longer interview I'll explain a little bit later on. Ahmad K. Smith is going to join us to talk about the Bulls and the NBA, and he's going to do that next here on The Score.
I ain't paying the five.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
DeRozan fires for the lead.
Captain's finest does it again. Oh, my goodness. I told you, DeMar DeRozan time. They didn't double him until he was in the air, Adam, and it was too late. Once he got to his spot, it was over. Look, no double team comes late, spins back. With you, DeMar DeRozan is the real deal.
Highlight courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. I tried to tell you yesterday, DeMar DeRozan 28 and a half over. I was so confident in it. I went 10 units last night. And when I saw how that first quarter was going, I was like, yeah, shout out to FanDuel. Promo code LOHO. He is on a roll right now, and it is so fun to watch. We are going to talk about DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls and their place in the Eastern Conference with Ahmad K. Smith. You can check him out, Slam Online, no pump fakes. The SJU is St. John's, right? At first, I was like, San Jose State. And I was like, nah, St. John's. So now I feel like we can't be friends, but it's totally fine.
Yeah, it's definitely St. John's University.
Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking San Jose State because there would be an extra S in there. It just means I'm stupid, but it's totally fine. He joins me now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ahmad, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I do like Carneseca Arena. I will say that that's one of my favorite places that I've called games at is Carneseca Arena.
Okay.
So I guess we can kind of still be friends then, I think. I think it's all right. Because I'm a DePaul guy, so I'm a Big East guy, and we kind of got grandfathered back into the Big East, and we go there and get stomped on. That's kind of what our role was. But not this year. That's Patrick Ewing's job now in the Big East. So Ahmad, watching what's going on with DeMar, how do you explain what we're seeing from him?
I've been saying it all year. DeMar DeRozan, my eyes, is the MVP of the league. It's just, it doesn't sound sexy because it's DeMar DeRozan. If there's anybody else, Luka Doncic, who knows, Trae Young, people be talking about, oh, they deserve to be the MVP, but it's DeMar DeRozan. So nobody wants to give him his credit and his flowers. But DeMar DeRozan's been playing phenomenal, averaging 28 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, shooting 51% from the field, also 35% from the three-point line. And that was – people love to talk about, well, he's not a three-point shooter. He's not doing this and that. He needs to have, like, a decent percentage this year for three. So it's just kind of like, to me, he has to be the MVP.
It's interesting because I feel like he's picking his spots when it comes to shooting three-pointers, and he did it last night where the defense is allowing him to take some of those looks, and when he feels confident to take those looks, he's taking them and making them.
Yeah, that's DeMar DeRozan, though. Like, he's one of the best guys in the league and getting to his spots and then making the defense kind of, like, draw him in and then, like, get to his spots and then and go up over the top, pull up, and all those great things. So, I mean, he's a mid-range assassin, but he can still hit threes when he needs to do it for the Chicago Bulls.
When you heard of the signing, did you think that he would be able to play at this level?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, like, what tends to happen is, like, guys go to new teams and then they're like, oh, well, this guy, he was averaging 21-5-5 with the San Antonio Spurs. Everybody, oh, he dropped off, he fell off, he's not the same anymore. He's no longer an elite basketball player. But that's what you have to understand, like, offenses. Like, the San Antonio Spurs is a more team-friendly offense. And he actually improved on his game while at San Antonio, even though his numbers took a dip. He became a better rebounder. He became a better passer. So he goes back to Chicago in an offense that's kind of more free-flowing, and now he's averaging 28 points. Everybody's shocked. Like, oh, he's averaging 28 points. He's like, he's so different, but the ability never changed. It was just like he improved his passing, improved his rebounding with the San Antonio Spurs, and he got back to Chicago, free-flowing offense, green light, and now we're seeing the DeMar DeRozan we're accustomed to seeing.
What's crazy about it is I think that you're right about MVP in this regard. Obviously, the Bulls are much better than what they've been over the last half decade, but this run that DeMar has been on, they've actually needed this. Like, this isn't superfluous points. They've needed him to kind of be Superman.
No, definitely. I mean, it's crazy you say that because DeMar DeRozan, the reason why I believe he's MVP because he's been the main constant for the Chicago Bulls this entire year. Alex Caruso's been out, Zach LaVine's been out, but DeMar DeRozan's the answer to the bell. And they've been winning without those guys. And then DeMar DeRozan's been the main, like, contributor to their success. So that's why I feel like, yo, you have to, like, give DeMar DeRozan the edge towards the MVP race. Or if you don't feel like he's, like, an MVP, the top MVP, he has to at least be, like, top two or three. That's my opinion. Because I know Joel Embiid's having a phenomenal year. Also, you know, Jokic and Giannis and guys like that. But I feel like disrespect comes when people are just like, oh, he's a top five MVP candidate. No. He's either the MVP or top two or top three in my eyes.
I imagine that he will be first team all NBA this year. And if he isn't, there should be some sort of investigation for sure. When we look at the Eastern Conference, with the moves that were made a couple weeks ago, how do you see it playing out? And what, as a Bulls fan, should the Bulls fan be worried about?
The Bulls fan should be – to be honest, it all depends up. The East is a dogfight. It's going to be a bloodbath this year. It all depends up on matchups. I feel like depending on the matchups, how the East, you know, unfolds when the regular season closes and who plays who, that's when we can tell. But as of right now, it's just like everything's up in the air. I will say, like, going forward in the playoffs, let's say if the Chicago Bulls have to play a team like, who knows, Atlanta Hawks in the first round if they make the play-in or whatever, or maybe like the Boston Celtics. I think they'll do well against teams that, like, score the ball as well as them. But it's teams that, like, really defend that will worry me if the Chicago Bulls had to play a team like the Milwaukee Bucks or a team like the Miami Heat. Those two teams really, really will worry me if I'm a Chicago Bulls fan.
It's a small move, but maybe it ends up being a savvy move. I like the Tristan Thompson signing. What do you think about it?
No, I like Tristan Thompson as well. He's a double-double threat. This guy's going to play hard, you know, hustle guy, hustle stats, loose ball recoveries, you know, deflection, shot contest. He's going to do all that for the Chicago Bulls. And he's also, like, he's been there. Like, he's been in key playoff situations, been in the finals. So that was a sneaky pickup. And they got him for free, so.
I'm talking with Amon K. Smith, Slam Online. And I want to ask you about content creation when it comes to Slam. Like, Slam has always been – you know, Scoop is one of my dudes. And so, like, I remember reading Scoop with Slam when I was a kid. When it comes to what you think fans want from No Pump Fakes, like, what is the audience telling you that they want with their NBA coverage?
Yeah, Scoop, first off, Scoop is a legend. And for us, like, No Pump Fakes, and for us, like, our podcast is mainly geared to, like, authentic, like, Hoop fans. Like, it's no narratives. We're talking, we're analyzing the game. We're talking, like, real in-depth basketball knowledge. We're getting away from, like, oh, you know how it is. ESPN, Big Fox Sports, and big time platforms. They only talk about the same four teams over and over again throughout the entire year. So I think fans want, like, authentic content. I think fans want content that is just, like, not the same that they're getting from the mainstream media. So I think No Pump Fakes does an excellent job of doing that.
And the folks that can see you on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, and people that are texting, what's up with his Cardinals hat? Well, it's because Ahmad reps the 314. And so let that man live and let him live his truth and wear his Cardinals cap.
Yeah, I'm born and raised from St. Louis, Missouri. So the Cardinals, you know, had to keep the hat on. But I always represent the Midwest because I'm out here on the East Coast. I have Chicago Bulls hats. I have Chicago Cubs hats. I have the White Sox hats. I should have thrown the White Sox hat for sure, though.
Yeah, that would have been totally fine. I myself am a White Sox fan. But living your truth, man. That's your squad. That's your squad. I'm not mad at it.
No, I'm fresh off the plane. If I had a little bit more time to get ready, I would have definitely threw it on.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on, man. Let's do this again soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's Ahmad K. Smith of Slam Online. Y'all over here tripping because he got him. That's his team. I'm not mad at him for it. You should be mad at him too. This is Score, man. It's Chicago. Yeah, and he doesn't live here. And he's not on here, so it's totally fine. I'm looking forward to talking to him again. It'll be fun. Other things that we have to do today. Someone asked this question on text line. It's a good question. Am I going to talk wrestling with Kevin Egan because he works for the WWE? Yes and no. I've already done the interview. And the reason that it's the interview was for House of L. Kevin and I sat down for like 45 minutes and talked about all sorts of stuff. But the stuff that I thought would be fun to bring to the Score listener was the soccer stuff. Because I enjoy soccer and I feel like it's fun. Plus, Kevin's accent is just amazing. He's partly from Chicago, like part Dublin, part Chicago. But yes, when I put out the entire interview, there's a lot of wrestling conversation on it. And it'll be on House of L. But at 1 o'clock, you'll hear him talking footy. That's what we're going to do. But when we come back, let's talk about last night's game. There was something that happened with DeMar. How can you not love him? Like, as just someone who's observing Bulls games, how can you not love him? There was something specific.
in last night's game where I'm like, man, this dude is the truth. I will share that with you next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
1% shooting, the streak continues.
That's your beat, baby. Big shot.
And Tristan Thompson, in his debut, put it together tonight as well.
Tristan Thompson last night, 11.6 rebounds, went to the line for 8 free throws, was 5 of 8 from the free throw line. DeMar DeRozan, 37 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. I want to talk about the assists for a second. Obviously, DeMar is doing the lion's share work when it comes to scoring for the Bulls. It's part of the reason where I looked at 28.5 and was like, over. And I feel like until things change, I think that's going to be a thing. I'll be looking on FanDuel like every day, like going, oh, 27.5 for a guy who averages 28 a game? Yeah, I'm going over. Anyway, what I loved about watching DeMar last night was, of course, the made shots. Like, the guy is silky smooth. He's so good. His instincts for offensive basketball, his smarts about where things are happening on the floor are incredible. There were two things last night that I thought were amazing about DeMar's game. One, Atlanta defenders early on in the game did a good job of not going for the pump fake. He had a counter for it. And then he just leaned in, dips, and then finger rolls it into the basket. The other part was Atlanta was desperately trying to get the ball out of his hands of him initiating offense, mostly in the third quarter. We saw this, where they were doubling throughout the game, trying to trap, like all sorts of stuff. But they started to get the ball out of his hands. So DeMar did something that's really smart. I don't know if this was on his own. I don't know if this was him and Billy Donovan. He went to the post. He had an advantage on his defender in the post and then got it and scored from the post. And when he did that, there were also moments when he would get double, pass out of the post, and end up with an assist or a hockey assist for the Bulls. This guy's basketball IQ is sky high. On top of the fact that he is an incredible scorer. It's fun. Now, I will tell you, because we're talking a lot about DeMar, one of the things that bothers me about this Bulls team overall is there are big swaths of time where they allow inferior opponents to dictate pace. Clearly, the Hawks want to get up and down. They were trying to figure out a way to get Ice Trey into a rhythm, and he couldn't because Io hemmed him up yet again. But that stretch towards the end of the second quarter, through midway through the third quarter, they allowed Atlanta to quicken the pace of the game. And there are these 5 minute, 7 minute, 10 minute chunks where it's get the ball out of the basket and go back the other way. So that is something that's concerning. But DeMar seems to be able to wipe all of that stuff away with how well he's playing. This is what Billy Donovan had to say about DeMar's poise on the floor last night.
I mean, he's spectacular. I'm anxious to watch the film. I think I mentioned this before the game. I think when you have guys coming back, you know, it's always a little bit different when guys go out. But when guys start coming back, like Zach's been in and out quite a bit, you know, and we've got to really work hard to fight for a rhythm offensively. You know, I thought there was some times where, you know, we got kind of bogged down and they're almost having to relearn playing with each other again, you know, so to speak. You know, we got a little bit, I thought, out of sorts there, maybe in the middle of the third quarter. You know, I thought DeMar kind of came back in with that second unit and did some really good things. They were trapping him, and I think he fouled in the open man and made good decisions. And, you know, we generated some pretty good looks. You know, but he's just got incredible composure and poise. And you feel like when you get him to good spots on the floor with really good spacing, you know, he's going to make the best play. You know, and actually, I thought it helped Kobe. You know, he kind of got on a little bit of a run considering he started off a little bit slow. I think it was maybe 1 for 5. But, you know, he got off to a good start because I think a lot of it was they were, you know, trapping DeMar. The ball got sprayed out. And the one thing I've always said about Zach and DeMar and Vooch, I thought Vooch could have had maybe some more shots in the middle of the floor that he was looking to pass it. Is all those guys are really unselfish. They're really good team guys and they trust their teammates and they'll move the ball. But I think when DeMar gets to his spots and feels like he's in rhythm, you know, he's going to take those shots. But, you know, what he's done, however many games it's been now, is, and really just the whole year, he's just been remarkable. I mean, he's been incredible. You know, I've just been, you know, it's just his poise and his calmness in situations is really, really amazing.
The unselfish part of it, one would think looking at last night's line, 37 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and think, oh, well, there's a guy who was just all about scoring. Well, first of all, he did the scoring efficiently. Secondly, like I was saying, the hockey assist was going on with DeMar, meaning the pass to the pass that gets the bucket. What I really admire about DeMar's game, and I pretty much admire all of it offensively, I admire that he understands the moment when he needs to get the hockey assist because he's drawing attention versus, okay, this is a 1-4 flat. I need to go score here. And his ability to understand both in real time is a pretty amazing gift as a basketball player. He's a tremendous joy to watch. Like, it's fun. It's fun watching how many different ways he's going to use to get the bucket. Like the geometry that's going to be used night in and night out for him to battle through double and sometime triple teams because in that moment, he's the best option to get a bucket. The guy is unreal, man, and we are witnessing something very cool. And I'm glad that we are. And the Bulls are winning games. And that's just make it so that you don't fall apart towards the end of this thing. Let everyone get back into their routine. Let Zach get back into his routine. Let Lonzo, when he comes back, get back into his routine. Same thing with Alex Caruso. And you saw pretty quickly, Tristan Thompson knows what his role is. I'm going to come in there as second unit big. I'm going to rebound. I'm going to try to put the ball back. And if I get opportunities to get the ball in the post, great. I can score from there too. When we come back, I'm excited for you to hear this interview that I did with Kevin Egan, Chicagoan and from Ireland. You'll hear the brogue. It's very soothing to the ear. We talk about soccer and all sorts of stuff. So I'm going to go inside the Twitch chat while it's playing too, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. But coming up next, if you are a soccer head, get them to the radio quickly. Me and Kevin Egan are about to talk footy next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.